Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. The skies overhead are bringing in so many changes to all of us. We have the solar eclipse on the 19th, the new moon on the 20th, and Mercury retrograde starts on the 21st. Now, many astrology type people are saying so many things about don't do this or don't do that during this time frame, that chaos abounds, nothing will go as planned, and all sorts of other scary things that may or may not actually happen. These energies do bring in a whole lot of change that can be very quick and decisive. It can be very frustrating, to say the least, especially when the changes are not what we had planned or fully hoped for. I am channeling supporting energies into this recording to aid you during this time of transitions, all for your highest good, whatever you need. If you are open and receptive to these uplifting and supporting energies, please say yes, aloud or in your mind. Okay. Now, endings are in store for many of us during this time. It can be endings of friendships that did not serve our highest good. You know, that toxic friend who only calls on you for advice and gossip. It can also be leaving a toxic job or an illness that makes you pause everything for a few days. No matter what comes to an end in your life, remember, this makes room for new growth. New beginnings are around the corner for so many of us. So take a look within yourself and your life. Open up that wonderful heart of yours to see all of the amazing possibilities that are open to you now. Do not be afraid to try new things. Be adventurous. Follow your passions. I know you may be saying, how do I do that? In the midst of frustration and worry, it can be extremely difficult to see any of the good within what we think is a bad situation. So my advice, go do something that makes you smile. Now is the time to let whimsy enter your life and your mind. Allow the inner parts of you that love fantasy, playfulness, wonder, and fun to come out and play. Open your mind and your heart to all of the whimsical and colorful options that are always, always available to you in every single moment. So redirect your mind to the fun that's around you. Ask for help if you need it. I lost sight of my own passions for many years in the midst of my depression. I had actually had to ask my parents and my guides for help in finding out what I used to love growing up. I couldn't even remember. My parents reminded me that I love dragons, mystery and magical books, drawing and writing. My guides helped me to reconnect with the parts of me that love to heal others, research and explore adventurous new paths, and expand my imagination. We all have these things that make us feel all warm and fuzzy inside. That feeling of, I did this, or I made this, or even, this is awesome. Other ways to redirect your focus can include getting out in nature and enjoying the spring warmth. If it's warm where you are, enjoy listening to the birds singing their songs. You can even go sing your own songs. Any of your favorite tunes will work. Groove to the music as you sing or walk. Meditation can work wonders. Now, if sitting quietly is not appealing to you, guided meditations and music can both help you relax. Many even find walking, running, dance, or yoga as meditative. There are no wrong ways to do any of this. If it works for you, keep it up. With change comes growth. So what brings you joy? What brings you the feeling of fulfillment? What are you passionate about? If you cannot think of anything, look back in time. Go within to when you are passionate about any part of life. It does not matter if others say that those activities are childish or silly. Silly brings joy to so many. There is nothing wrong with silly, so go be silly. Be spontaneous, be adventurous, be whimsical. You will learn so much more about yourself and attract those who join in on your brand of silly and whimsy. It brings in so much freedom to be able to explore and accept all of the things that make us feel fully alive. Get dressed up and go to those conventions, play games with your friends, or find new people to play with. It doesn't matter if they are board games, video games, or even role-playing games. If you find fun and excitement in sports, go enjoy. The point is to find your whimsy and fully embrace it. Make it a part of your normal day-to-day life. Stop taking yourself so seriously. Allow the fun side of life to soak up into the more drab sides. This will help make even the most boring tasks a little bit more enjoyable. Life is meant to be enjoyed. Have fun with it. Thank you for listening. Now, I have some very exciting news. I am launching what I am calling the Uniquely Inspired Community. Now, you join my community and you start off your week with unconditional love, acceptance, and guidance. For an hour every single Monday on a live Zoom call with me, I will be channeling universal energies to best support you, all for your highest good, perform energy clearing and grounding, pull tarot and oracle cards for divine guidance, and I will be channeling messages from guides for everyone on the call. Now, this is a monthly membership that does not require you to be at the live event each time. I will send out a replay link so you can watch at your convenience and still receive the energies and the messages. On top of that, just by being a member, you will receive a discount on all my services on my website and products for sale in my Etsy shop. I will include the information and the link below in the description. I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.